Protect your dream home with American Family Insurance. And you can weather any storm. You'll also save up to 25% by bundling home, auto, and life. American Family Insurance. Get a quote. Find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Discounts may not apply to all coverages on an auto or home policy. Discounts do not apply to life insurance policies. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating companies, American Family Life Insurance Company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Every morning, Darren Armstrong talks Big Brother, looking at the stuff from yesterday. All the drama, all the strategy and silliness from veto to HOH. Every single season, you know he is the reason. You know what's happening. Rob said that he could do it. Tomorrow he will do it again.
Good morning. Welcome to our live feed update for September 17th. I'm your host, Darren Armstrong, and with me today is Matt. How you doing, Matt?
Good. September 17th. Usually in this timeline, we would be getting ready for the finale, probably next week, right? But here we are with still halfway to go. Only the halfway party had last night, so pretty strange. I think I was on the phone with my mom the other day and she was like, hey, isn't the season almost over? No, it just started like a month and a half ago. But yeah, excited. We still have some gameplay to go. So, yeah.
Yes. Some gameplay indeed. We're here to talk about everything that happened yesterday on the Big Brother 22 live feeds. It was day 43 in the house and it was a long day. It was a long day of lots of things.
For some people more than others, for actually a handful of them, people that were campaigning for themselves, people that were avoiding people's campaigns, people that were hiding in their bedroom. Everybody had their own mission for the day. Some people just waiting for a party.
Yeah, I feel like with these updates, sometimes it's like sometimes it can be like very thorough. I feel like sometimes there's like nothing that happens. There's not a lot to talk about. I feel like sometimes they reached like a tipping point of like too many things happened to go into detail about every conversation. We would be here for 3 hours and barely any of them actually matter because it's a lot of Ian running around, you know, other people running around trying to manage Ian. It's just a lot of nonsense going on. So we're going to try and give you the highlights, the important stuff as we run through the day here.
Yeah, you're just sooner or later, you're going to end up on a two updates a day schedule. Update the first half of the day around 4 p.m. Come in here the next morning and update the second half of the day. And that's the future of the morning updates.
Yeah, yeah. All right. Well, we started the day with Memphis and Christmas. They're talking about the vote. Which is going to be the primary conversation of the day, that Nicole is talking about wanting to give Ian a vote. Memphis feels like, all right, if you care this much, if you love Ian so much, then you can go hang out with him in the jury next week, if that's what you want to do.
And he's like, kidding, not kidding about that. Look, he wants the winners out. Everybody wants the winners out at some point or another. And it's like, all right, if you want to hang out with Ian, go hang out with Ian.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's she's as we've been saying, really screwing up her own game, trying to manage the situation. And you know, Ian is, and we'll talk about it, saying things like I will not vote for anybody that votes me out. I will hate you forever. You know, I will campaign in the jury against you. Like this concern is not completely unwarranted in a game sense. Although I think that her primary concern goes far beyond the game and more toward her edit. But Ian is going to talk with Nicole, and she's like, you got to apologize to Danny for last night. Now, remember, the night before, the feeds were down, but there was some sort of confrontation between Ian and Danny where he was like, this is all your fault. You've done this to me. You should feel ashamed. And Danny's running around this morning like, I mean, he was right. But like, don't say that to me. Like, it makes me feel bad. So Nicole is telling Ian, like, look, you got to go and apologize because she might have to break a tie and you don't want her pissed off. And he was like, oh, my God, if the reason I get voted out is because of white wine coolers, I'm never going to live it down.
Yeah, he doesn't want it to be his thing. Everybody's had their thing of the iconic moments that have evicted other people in the past. If you look at last season, it was just Taco Tuesday that sent Nick out of the house. And of course, some more iconic ones of past years. And he doesn't want his to be the wine situation that, I mean, we didn't even see it. So maybe it will come up on the episode and it'll turn into a thing. But either way, that's not why he's getting evicted here. So, yeah. And, you know, you guys have been talking about it. A lot of the theme of what goes on today is the lack of honesty towards Ian from Danny and from Nicole and from others in the house, besides a couple of people who actually do get honest with him. We'll get into that. And without that honesty, that is why he feels so played along the way, and why he feels like this is going to be such a big mistake if this happens, not knowing, of course, that Danny's true intentions since the veto ceremony have been for Ian to go. So he is, it's been, I agree with what you said last night. And again, we're going to get into that throughout watching his campaigns. It has been rough to watch him and him realizing what's happening here and not knowing why.
Yeah. Look, Ian, if you don't want white wine coolers to be the reason people cite as your downfall, probably shouldn't say it like 15 times. White wine coolers, my downfall. No, it's not your downfall. It's you were gone the second you were put on the block. And really,
yeah,
you know, you've been gone for a long time now. So he goes and he apologizes to Danny. She's like, oh, it's fine. He says, as long as we have the votes, we're fine. And she says she's worried about Kevin's vote. She talked to Kevin earlier in the morning, and she was like, he looked like he was a little mad, and she was like, what's wrong? And he said, nothing's wrong with me. What's wrong with you? She's like, whoa. She's worried about Kevin's vote, and Ian says, F that guy. We don't need him. I'm done. I've had it with him. He's so annoying. If I'm forced to stay in this jury, Kevin will never get my vote in a million years. Let me tell you, I'm going to fight like hell in the jury to leave and demand to see my contract freeze cut.
Ian had some big, besides the jury situation, some big Karen Singbiel energy going yesterday morning. Screw F that Kevin. Robert Campbell, we'll give him that middle name. He was very anti Kevin, which is funny because only like what 20 minutes later, him and Kevin are having a conversation in the bathroom as if none of that ever happened. Danny, yes, Danny's retells have, have always been something to watch. She's always been a little dramatic with the retells, and yesterday was no exception, as whatever that conversation was with Kevin, it just got progressively more intense as she continued to tell people about it. He was just so rude, and he just, I don't know what his problem was. I don't know what I did to him. He just doesn't want anything to do with me. Okay, well, sorry. You'll be okay.
Yeah. Memphis is going to talk to Danny after that. Danny wants to know, because he's like, so I heard, you know, a thing happened last night. And she was like, oh, what did you hear? Because I want to know what people are saying happened, what people are talking about. And he's like, well, I heard Ian got like mad. And she was like, yeah, he got really mad. Feeds cut.
Oh, if you're going to do that for the whole podcast, we're going to be here for an extra hour with the whole feeds cut. That was the whole day. That's been the whole week, the whole month. This season is rough with that.
Yeah. I'm trying to piece together like what was going on, but yeah. I don't think they are so jumpy with the feed cut trigger. That anytime anybody talks about what happened last night with Ian, feeds cut. Anytime Tyler talks about being checked out of the game, feeds cut. Anytime Jury is mentioned, feeds cut. It's atrocious, to be quite honest.
It's like in like this season more than ever, anybody who is able to watch the feeds for a consecutive amount of time, which I think you probably qualify for that, a little commendable, extra commendable for that, because it's just I'll start watching and all of a sudden cut. And I'm like, I really just can't like sit here and wait for all of it to come back on and off and on and off. I just
have tell to them to stop talking about the things that you're cutting for. Just tell them, look, you're not allowed to talk about this. If you continue to talk about this, we're going to start cutting away from your money. So that we don't have to have like an itchy trigger finger with all this stuff. Cause they're clearly like they clearly are feeling very like, oh, I can say whatever I want.
They don't even have to like put a whole thing on it. Like, Ian, stop talking about production. Like, just if they're saying something that they shouldn't be saying, say their name, Ian. And then they're like, what? Oh, I'm doing something wrong. I can't talk about this, and switch on to the next. Tyler. Oh, sorry. I'll move on to the next point of topic. Just make it quick and make it painless. But these cuts, I mean, I try not to be somebody who's like, oh, like, what are we paying for? But like, what are we paying for? It's getting obnoxious.
I feel like I don't complain about feed cuts all that much. Even in Big Brother Canada, when like feeds are down for a while, it's like, oh man, that's annoying, but like, a little bit of a break for me. Yeah. I'm not one to complain, but it has been very, very bad this season. Mm-hmm. And it's getting worse. So, Ian is going to go and talk to Kevin. And in this conversation, Kevin tells him, hey, the people you are close to are playing you. Watch out. And Ian is like, F this guy. He goes and he tells Nicole, Kevin just told me that the people I'm close to are playing me. Can you believe the gall of this guy? And Nicole's like, oh my God. How terrible.
I can't wait. Bub, it's not happening, but on the off chance, Kevin makes it to final three and you do a game review of him on one of those final days of the season. And you go through every week that another person was mad at him about something. Go back to like Janelle, go back to Kaser, Bailey, Davon, like go back to like everybody that he's encountered along the way while playing the game has had something to be mad at him about at one point or another. That'll be a fun recap.
Yeah. I mean, look, this was not a good idea by Kevin, because it immediately spread throughout the house and only further put a target on his back. Also one on Day's back, because of how close he is today. So, Nicole's going to go to Cody and she's like, so Kevin said to Ian that the people that he's close to are playing him. And Cody's like, there it is. That's exactly what we've been thinking ever since the wall yeller. He has been after us. He has had a thing out for us. And he's trying to now flip Ian against us. Like, he has got to go. She also talks about, so she, in conversations with Cody throughout the day, there's a conversation she has with him where she talks about, I've tried with Ian. You know, there's definitely a segment on the show of me going up to every single person and them shutting me down with Ian. I see what's happening here.
I mean, I guess if you speak it into existence, it'll make its way onto the internet at one point or another. I mean, she's probably not wrong about that. The more she says it, the more
I think she's being honest. She probably had a diary room session where she was like, I went to this person. I'm trying so hard. She worked hard for this edit.
She certainly did. That's a good way to put it. A lot of people work hard for an image portrayed of them, but like, this has been a specific task for her for the past a couple of days to just make sure that this is what has been happening. And of course, like, nobody's disagreeing that she does want to keep Ian in the house, that's obvious, but just the methods that she's been using and how hard she's been pushing and the reasons why she's been pushing and like the actual motivations that she has, all questionable to a lot of people watching.
Would be funny though if it is a 5-3 vote and she votes against Ian. I don't know how that fits in the edit, personally. But we'll see. We'll see.
I don't feel, do you feel an 8-0 vote tonight? I think
we'll talk about it. My inclination is that, it might go 5-3. It might go that way. But we'll see. I don't know if Day and Kevin are going to trust that David's really on board. So, I mean, we'll talk about it when we get there. Yeah.
Just as far as Nicole goes, and there's more to talk about as well, but it just does feel like she's not leaving that DR without giving Ian the vote. I know Danny doesn't want her to, but it's still like she hasn't stopped talking about it. She wants to give him the vote. I don't know.
Oh, I don't think she's going to give him the vote no matter what. I don't think there's any way she gives him the vote. We'll see. Yeah. Nicole talks to Danny. She tells Danny about the Kevin thing. So Nicole says that she thinks that the vote's being flipped, that Devon and Kevin are in fact going to vote to keep Tyler, which means it will be unanimous. And if that's the case, okay, new plan. Nicole, just ask Ian if he'll be okay with you voting him out because the votes aren't there. It's unanimous. Please don't make me give you a pity vote, essentially. That's super easy. And that really would be the best way forward, because then she can get away with it. Because she's not going to get away with blaming David forever. He's going to find out in the jury. He's going to be super pissed.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I don't. There obviously there's a couple of people that are trying a couple different plans here. Some getting more cute with it than others. And we'll obviously we see how the rest of the day plays out for Ian in terms of like, would he be okay with Nicole not voting for him? It's clearly a no by the end of the day anyway. So yeah, no, this is better in theory than actually being played out.
Yeah. Danny talks to Cody. They talk about Kevin and how he's, if Kevin is trying to plant seeds like that with Ian, then obviously this is coming from Day, because Kevin's not going to do this without being on the same page as Day, which means that Day feels the same way. Day is also coming after us. There it is. We got to put Ian. We got to put Kevin and Day on the block.
No, we don't. We certainly do not. But I mean, that's what they're doing. That's what the plans are going forward. And I think you were saying it yesterday about what Devon's path could be moving forward, especially if Kevin ends up going next week. And I can't find any fault in that. It's just going to be a rough, slow week to get through that as well. Like it's like we were not promised. It really felt like we were getting towards an eviction of the committee this week. And of course, that's not going to end up happening. And now that the divide has been split even further, with the Devon and Kevin side being pushed farther away, it's like, yeah, we're going to be waiting a whole nother 7 days unless we get a better HOH result tonight. But I am done on keeping my hopes up.
So Nicole goes and talks to Tyler. She lets him know that she will be voting to keep him no matter what. Don't worry. And they clear the air a little bit about the Danny thing that Tyler said to Danny, that Nicole told him about something that Danny said on the wall, that this was a big drama that happened a few nights ago between Nicole and Danny. So they try to clear that up a little bit. But, they continue to have these conversations of like, let's get closer. And then it never happens. But we'll see.
That's Tyler with everybody besides the people he's actually close to, like all the people that are on like the periphery of his game. Devon and even David to an extent, even though they are a little tighter. It's just every time he checks in with them, he tries to pull them back in, or he tries to at least put like a fake bit of a relationship there. I mean, look at him and Danny at the beginning of this week, and then it plays out how it plays out, but he does put in the effort. I don't know.
Yeah. Nicole then goes to Christmas and Enzo. So the plan is for everyone to tell Ian that he doesn't have the votes so that Nicole will be able to ask if she doesn't have to give a sympathy vote. So she lets Christmas and Enzo know, like, hey, can you please tell Ian that you're not going to be voting for him? And they say, okay, all right. And now this is just going to cause an even greater stir here. As soon as Ian knows that it's not happening. So, this starts to happen. Memphis goes to Ian, and he says, look, not keeping you, dude. It's probably not happening. Look, you're smarter than me. So I want you gone. He's like,
nothing okay. to do with anything with nothing with Dan, nothing to do with anything at all. No, who knows if it does or not. But Memphis will never pass up an opportunity to be able to go to someone's face and someone like an Ian or a David, somebody that he feels, you know, inferior to, and just tell them exactly how he feels about them. And, you know, he's not saying anything to that's like rude to Ian or anything like that, but just the opportunity to like go to him and say, I am voting you out and you're going to go home, essentially. Or I mean, he's not saying exactly that, but just to put himself in that inferior position and make sure he knows that he's not getting your vote. And again, you, like you said, Danny asked him to do this, but he was never going to say no. Like he's the kind of person that's more than happy to always go through and tell somebody specifically like Ian. Yeah, I'm not keeping you.
Yeah, I mean, I feel like and Ian says later, like, I respect that he at least told me. Yeah. And I feel like the reason he gave is like the best reason for Ian's ears. You know what I mean? Like Ian thinks of himself as the smartest person in the house. So Memphis being like, dude, you're smarter than me, I'm sorry, is like the perfect reason for Ian. Yeah. And the fact that he was straight up like, Ian, who is running around talking about being super bitter, like in Memphis, not known for his jury management. But as of right now, I think Memphis is probably at the top of Ian's jury list. In fact, I think he even said as much. Memphis and Tyler, he said, are at the top of his will vote for jury list. Tyler, because he's on the block with him, and Memphis, because he was straight up and he gave a good reason.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we're going to see as the day goes on. Like, of course, now that that's locked in as a vote against him, the frustration is going to obviously be, you know, much more on the people that he's still trying to get votes from, who are still wishy-washy and not saying 100% yes to either way. So it makes a lot of sense, and especially Tyler being somebody who can't vote for him because he's on the block against him. So all of this lines up for now for what Ian's thinking. I guess it'll be a different conversation in a couple weeks from now as we see the game play out and people come to jury to tell Ian more information, and once he's able to process all of this, if he even stays there, we'll see if that actually lines up with how he votes. But who knows?
Yep. So then Ian talks to Christmas, and at this point he's starting to panic because losing Memphis for sure means that he really needs Christmas. So he goes to talk to Christmas. He says, I need your vote. And she says, well, that's the thing. David said to me that you were throwing me under the bus last week. You were saying my name. He was like, whoa, no. That's a lie. That's David is lying. That liar. He's such a bad player. Oh my God. No, I did not say anything. I was concerned about the untouchable thing last week. That's the only context with which I brought up your name at all. It's David. He's a liar. Do not believe him. And Christmas is like, okay. Even beyond that though, I'm just not sure about like the position that we're in. I just don't know if this is the right play. I just feel like I need some time to think about it. And Ian is like, please don't do this. I don't want to go home. Please, at Christmas, I need your vote. I don't want to go to the jury. I really effing don't want to go to this effing jury. I want to be here. I need your vote. I have always been on your side this whole game. I have never done anything against you. Please, Christmas, I need your vote. And she's like, we'll think about it.
It's so tough to watch and hear back.
It is
in reenactment form. It really is. It's just, Ian's got a lot of fans out here. Two of them, I believe, on this very podcast right now. Just, you know, how could you not love Ian? So it's rough to see the way that this has been going down with the pleading and the begging and the near crying, near tears of like, I really don't want to go to jury. And like, I totally get it. Of course, you know, we get what he's saying, the frustration he's having here and the way that he feels like there's nothing else he can do to get these votes besides practically beg at this point. So that's kind of where we ended up yesterday. And yeah, it's tough to watch, especially knowing that it's not working. It's not doing anything, but you know, you can't say he doesn't want it. It's just like the more that he puts out this kind of effort of, I really, 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 really want this. I want to be here. The more people are going to be inclined to be like, that's why you have to go.
Mm. Yeah, so after Christmas leaves the room, Ian is like, I'm screwed. This is not looking good. He talks to Danny. He says, I'm like 90% sure I'm a goner here. And he's pissed about it. He's like, I honestly, Danny, I would have preferred that you guys have been playing me this whole time than to be ganged up by these inferior players, and have them beat me. Like, this is the worst. Like, this is so embarrassing. This is the worst case scenario.
I should try to get Ian in contact with like the entire cast of Survivor Game Changers, or some of the pre-jury people from this season. Like when you have a lot of big names come back and a couple of lesser big names, then that happens. I mean, no surprise there, but I get the frustration. It's been really causing him some strife. Is that the word? I don't know. It's causing him some hard times in the house.
Yeah. And so he goes on to talk like this, how frustrated he is. He really wants to say, and Danny, who had just walked into the HOH room to like grab something, is like sitting there like, so where'd Nicole go? Did you want to talk to Nicole about this? Where's Nicole? He's talking about it. So he really feels like, okay, no. I can get the votes because I've talked to so many people. So many people have said to me that they will vote for me, but they're just concerned that the house isn't there, that the votes aren't there, so they don't want to stick their necks out. But if everybody knew that everybody wanted to do that, then everybody would vote for me to stay. And to this, I'm just like, Ian. Like, this is Big Brother 101, man. Like, I can't believe how many times I've heard this just this season. This season, on a season of All-Stars, we have so many people making these super rookie mistakes of buying into this idea. This never happens. This, like, it's incredibly rare that there is actually a majority of people who want one person to stay and they just can't get on the same page about it. They've told Ian, and Ian is like, no, that's just what people say when they don't want to vote for you. That's not your real problem. If you go down this path, if you go down the path of, I just need to get people to say they're voting for me, and then everybody else will jump on board, then you're wasting your time. You're spinning your wheels because that's not your actual problem. And it's such a basic level that I really expected Ian to not, you know, fall into that trap.
And as you and everybody, you know, that's come through here has been saying so far this season, it's just his game this season has been a lot slower paced, I should say, a lot. You know, his foot hasn't been necessarily on the gas all the way through. He's been kind of hanging low with Nicole in and out of that alliance, especially, you know, four prime and whatnot. So he hasn't had to really like dive deep into the game. He hasn't been on a bottom any kind of bottom position at this point. He's never
had to campaign for himself. He's never been in this position. So like, he doesn't have any experience doing this.
Yeah. So, I mean, talk about like David playing for the first time. A lot of people are getting experiences here for the first time. There are winners, runners up, and a lot of third placers on the cast. Of course, Ian's the first winner to go, but I don't think anybody has been evicted from a final two position just yet. Am I Bailey? No. Nobody that has been in a final two seat has been evicted yet.
Yeah, all of the second place finishers are still, I believe, in the house. Right. Yeah.
So it's not just going to be Ian. I mean, in some coming weeks, a couple other people who have made it that far in the game are potentially likely to be evicted, and they're going to be in the same situation. I mean, I'm sure some of them have been on the block before, but point is, they got far enough in the game where, you know, it was a little different story, but
Danny and Day are like the only people left that have like sat on the block and been voted out at the end of the week. You know what I mean? Like everyone else, like David was out first. Everyone else is like top with final two or final three, pretty much. So
David did get a chance on the block this season, but later in the game that we get. Later in the game we get, it's a little bit of a different story. So,
Nicole too. Nicole in her first season, that happened twice to her. I forgot about that. But yes, for the most part here, it's a lot of people who don't have experience campaigning, and you know, you can really see it here.
Can't wait for Christmas on the block for a variety of reasons, this one included. Let's see the campaign.
So, Tyler is then going to talk. So the feeds go down for the halfway through party. They get some alcohol. Some of them get a little tipsy. Feeds come back to a conversation between Tyler and David. And it starts off with David saying, "I'm scared of you, Tyler." He's like, "What? You're scared for me or of me?" "Scared of you. You, like, what you did to Bailey? Like, I wanted you and Bailey to be cool, and then you got her out." And Tyler's like, "What are you talking about, man? I didn't get her out." And David's like, "You did, though. Like, in an indirect way, you made it happen." And Tyler's like, "No, I thought that I was a little bit at fault, but I found out that I was not, that I had nothing to do with it. And I tried to leave over it, man. Like, what do you want from me? Are you bringing this up because you want to vote me out now? Is that what you're doing right now?" And he's like, "Well, look, you never followed up with me about voting to keep Bailey." He's like, "Dude, she wanted me to vote her out. You voted her out. Like, what do you mean follow up with you about that?" And he's like, you should have at least come to me. If you were working with me, you would have circled back. And Tyler's like, "Dude, are you voting me out? Is this what this you're just giving me reasons why you're voting me out? Is that what this is? Just tell me you're voting me out, man." And he's, "I just want to have the conversation." He's like, "Bro, when you screwed me over, I didn't treat you like this. I'm on the block, man. Why are you flexing on me like this?" David's like, "I'm just trying to have the conversation." And he's like, "Dude, I'm on the block because of you. You and your power. You used your power. I'm on the block because of that, right? Like, and I tried to give you the heads up that everyone knew it was you so that you'd, like, hey, man, you'd better start telling people it was you because everybody already knows. And you're sitting here, you were lying to my face about it, thinking you're playing chess and you're playing freaking hopscotch. Like, what are you doing, man? Like, at this point, you might as well just, even if you didn't have used the power, you might as well tell people you did because nobody believes it, man. And I'm trying to help you out. And you're just sitting here, you're trying to tell me that you're giving me reasons why you're going to vote me out. You're playing way too many steps ahead. You're going to see it on the episodes. I really was checked out last week."
And this is why they say that playing a game like this with people who don't know the game is, or am I saying this right, is a lot more interesting than playing with a bunch of other people who do know the game, or regardless of, like, knowledge of the game, like, their abilities in the game. David obviously is essentially a first time player here, and the ways that he's going about this, like, who knows if it's the smartest way to talk to Tyler, because in the future this could be flipped back around and Tyler could be the one that needs to give David a vote, and Tyler's going to be like, "Well, you were dangling the carrot in front of me, so now I'm just going to sit here and not tell you if I'm voting for you and see how you like it." But either way, as far as entertainment goes, David has really been delivering lately, so I am appreciative of that. I would not have believed coming into this season that right at the jury phase, the person that I'm rooting for to win the second most would be David Alexander, but here we are, happy to have David right there behind Davon. It was quite the frustrating conversation for Tyler, but all the more fun for us in between all the hundreds of feeds cuts that were going on as we were trying to watch that all.
Yeah, I feel like, cause, like, Tyler in his first season was somebody who dealt with, you know, like, Sam and Caitlin and, like a lot. And you saw him over the course of the season lose patience, with both of them and essentially, like, stop trying. And I feel like he came into this season not wanting to manipulate those people, like the easily manipulated people, but he was working with David, and he was like, I think at first, like, he really was like bro, like, and because he was super protective of David with the Memphis thing, like, he was fully on board. And then David did the, you know, he told Davon about the thing. He was like, "Dude, you screwed me," and I feel like like Tyler is just unleashing all of his frustration on like players that he has tried to like, I don't want to say work with, I want to say manipulate players that he has tried to manipulate, who just continue to vex him. And he's just unleashing it on David. And it's so like, David is, I love how frustrated David makes people.
Yeah. Tyler is not used to playing with Davids. He's not, he's used to playing BB20. He had people that were working with him, listening to him, the Sams and the JCs. And, you know, it was like a working relationship. This, he's just like, you know, it's not a non-working relationship, but every time he has these conversations with him, he's just hitting a wall. And David's like kind of bouncing back in a way to work Tyler up. And again, Tyler's not used to that. So it's a different piece to navigate.
It was super annoying watching David do this to Janelle and Kaser. Super entertaining to watch him do it to Tyler.
Yeah.
Because Tyler, look, Tyler's in a position of power. So watching him vex, because like, again, because David's wrong. Like David is really holding onto this Bailey thing, which, as we've talked about, Tyler really didn't. Tyler's telling the truth here. But like, look, Tyler can use some adversity. He screwed himself on this one because he admitted the problem is that Tyler keeps over admitting to the Bailey thing. Like he keeps saying like, well, like he keeps admitting like, oh, I wasn't perfect. Like I did say some things, but I wasn't the main cause. Like he wasn't any cause. Like, no, he didn't stick up for Bailey, but Christmas had been gunning for Bailey for weeks because of Nicole and Danny, and Tyler's actions would have helped Day and Bay and almost did, just didn't work out that way. But like, I don't think even Tyler sees it that way. I think even Tyler's like, well, I did say some bad things though, so I have to take some responsibility, which is like, fine on a, like a personal level. Like as a person, you should admit to those things. On a game level, stop admitting that you were going after Bailey when you weren't, because it's really confusing to people in the house. And David is just convinced that you were like completely two-facing Bailey this whole time. And it's unfortunate because it's bad for David's game that he feels this way, because he can't hide it. It's the whole situation is just, it's a comedy of errors here.
And he knows what the narrative is going to be, or he at least feels like he knows what it could be when he gets out in regards to him and Bailey. He's been through this before in BB20. He's not necessarily dying to go through it again here. And that's what so much of that was about. So he says that, you know, he wanted to make right until all of a sudden the next day came and he didn't make right with it. So, yeah, he's already like working through like the defenses that he's going to have to give not only to the other house guests, to people that are close to them, but to the fans, to interviews, because this is not going to be, you know, something that just gets dropped. It's the relationship that he had with Bailey coming into this season was a significant one. It played out with a lot to do with both of them on her way out. So yeah, I think it's going to be a long time before he's able to truly like let go of this and stop being so defensive towards it, I guess. I don't know. I'm sure he wishes that he actually did leave now, but had your chance.
Man, as I said though, very, very funny to watch David just completely frustrate Tyler. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It's certainly a highlight. Like I said, in between all the cuts. Ugh, it was so annoying. Mm-hmm. So annoying.
All right. Now we are going to take a quick break for our sponsors, and we'll be right back. And we're back. So let's get back to the show. In the meantime, Day is talking to Danny. Apparently at some point Danny told Day about her power. I don't think this was on the feeds. It must have been during an outage. But Day was asking Danny if she was planning on using her power, and Danny said no, she does not plan on using it. They talk about if the votes are there for Ian, and they don't think that they are. Danny's like, I think we're just gonna have to take a hit here with Ian. Danny's asking Day who she would nominate if she won, and Day says, well, I would use Kevin as a pawn and then maybe put up like a Christmas or a Memphis. And Day's like, come on.
I tweeted about this, but I was like, I love the minor acting practice that Devon gets to do here. It's like nothing, not a significant conversation. This doesn't mean much, but she's able to like sit back and just, you know, practice a little bit on Danny. Yeah, no, I'm putting up Kevin. No, he owes me. No, he owes me. She's like, you're not putting up Kevin. She's like, no, really? Like he owes me. He knows that he's safe this week because of me. So I'm going to nominate him next to Tyler, next to whoever. He's going on the block. Like, all right.
Yeah. Enzo is going to talk with Tyler. Tyler's doing some, you know, quote unquote campaigning. Tyler just reaffirms that, like, hey, I'm with you. You and Cody, my only people in this house. Like, David's, I don't know where his head is at this point. He's in here, like, giving me reasons why he's going to vote me out. I'm all aboard with you and Cody. And, you know, they agree that, like, something needs to be done about Danny and Nicole. He knows that shot was taken. He's not going to forget that. Basically giving Enzo everything he needs to hear. You know, Enzo is on board with Tyler. Nicole's going to talk with Danny again. Nicole says, Ian told me that I'm not allowed to vote him out, even if it's unanimous. She says, I think that he's going to, like, if he goes out in a unanimous vote, he's going to just like start yelling about all of our stuff. Like he's going to expose everything on his way out the door. And he's going to be so mad at me and he's never going to vote for me and he's not going to be my friend.
He won't come to my wedding.
I don't think he has an invite to the wedding.
I don't think so either. This best friend of hers, I was very curious because I haven't heard one conversation about like, oh yeah, so like when you come to the wedding, like, are you bringing this person that, like, are you excited? Are we doing this? Like, it hasn't come up. Danny is invited, right? That's gotta
be. Danny's invited. You know who else was invited?
No, tell me.
Christmas.
Was she?
Yeah, Christmas. Got the invite, like in the house. In the house, oh, she got the invite. Danny says she's getting pissed off. This is too much. How dare Ian do this? This is one of those things where it's like, we are lying to him, but he doesn't know we're lying to him. And if we were telling the truth, what he was doing to us right now would be really shitty. So how dare he?
Sounds just like the Devon veto situation. You know, this just keeps happening with these people. You know, Kevin was in trouble, but how dare Devon use the veto and save him? Ian is in danger. How dare he be mad about this?
In fact, Danny's going to complain to Tyler about it later. She was like, Ian is just being so terrible to Nicole. And Tyler's like, well, we are screwing him over. She's like, yeah, but still.
But still what? You are screwing him over. You are sending him to the jury on your HOH when there are a million other people that he doesn't even realize that you're working with. He said, how many times did he have to say this? Like, I would feel so much better if this was something like you guys pulling one over on me, because then it would feel like an actual game move rather than just, you know, a fluky thing that happened that you had to put somebody on the block and all of a sudden I'm going home. If he knows more information about this, maybe he won't be so upset about it, but nobody wants to tell him anything. At least the people that he wants to hear it from. So,
yeah, I will say, like, Ian has brought some of this on himself, the way that he's been acting and talking over the last few days, saying that anybody that votes against him, he will be super bitter against. He will never be their friends. Like when you say things like that, you kind of put people in the position where they have to lie to you. And then even if you don't say things like that, even just like which is, I think, you know, a slightly more admirable trait, this sort of like desperation to stay in the game, even reacting that way kind of discourages people from telling you the truth because they don't have to deal with like your begging. You know what I mean? So, just something to note for like how to campaign. You encourage people to lie to you when you act that way, and it's not particularly effective in actually changing their minds. It just convinces them to not tell you the truth.
Yeah, especially when you see how hectic his game has been with like just being willing to say this, say that, throw this out there, like just anything that he can possibly come up with to say. If he knows the truth, that would be the downside of telling him the truth. he could just take that all and say, you know what, I have to do anything I can. And if the truth is from Danny that she wants me gone, maybe he does end up trying to blow up Danny's game and, you know, doing something out of the ordinary, because you really have no idea what he's capable of saying at this point.
Exactly. If he acts like, hey, I'm cool with it, whatever, like, I get it, I'm all about the game, the person that got me out is the person that probably will get my vote, because I love the game, and I'm gonna vote for the person who played the best, and I'm a big threat, and I should be taken out. That's encouraging people to be like, okay, we don't want to unnecessarily lie. He's saying that he's going to respect the people that got him out and the people that are honest to him. So maybe we should just tell him, like, okay, look, Ian, this is what's happening. We are voting you out. Then he knows the truth. He knows where the pieces actually are. Then he can go around and be like, screw these people, and use the actual real information to potentially save himself. When he goes full force, he gets everyone into like defense mode. They don't tell him the truth at all. And now he's running around thinking he has votes he doesn't, thinking that if he gets these votes, he can get these votes. But it's all fake, because nobody's telling him the truth.
And I do think they'll eventually tell him. I mean, especially this is the jury. This is the jury phase. And I don't think Danny and Nicole want to send him off to the jury feeling the way he's feeling and feeling betrayed eventually, especially like knowing that everybody was on board with this. So by at some point today, I feel like they will end up being honest with him. But yeah, I guess there is a point there that the earlier that they tell him, the more time he has to sit and stew with it and potentially create a different plan that just doesn't even work in their favor. Because if they're not trying to keep me, then what does it matter if I'm nice and save them or, you know, save their information? So, yeah.
Well, as of right now, the plan is to go back to the David plan, that they're going to try and convince David to vote to keep Ian so that it's a 5-3 vote. And Nicole will claim that that David flipped. And so as of right now, they are not planning on telling Ian the truth because they're going to try and get David. And they will probably be able to get David as of conversations that happen a bit later. So as of right now, that seems to be the plan, but we'll talk about it in just a sec. Nicole talks to Ian. She asks again, she's like, look, I've been trying so hard for you, Ian. I've been trying so hard, but I don't know if we don't have the votes. Like, I was thinking about it, and Danny was telling me that if I vote to evict Tyler, that really puts a target on my back. It gives him an excuse to put me on the block. It will be really, I'm already ruining my game trying to save you. And like, do you think that, like, you know, if the votes aren't there, if it's unanimous, that like, nope. could I just like, not vote out Tyler, to like not, ruin my game even more? He's like, No, I want you to vote for me.
I want your vote. No, that's a stupid question. You're voting for me.
She's like, okay. That's fine.
No. I totally, you know, you have my vote. Like, don't even question it. But like, just in case, no, I want you to vote for me.
Yeah, that's all. Yeah, it's, of course, I would never want to do a thing against you. So, Ian goes to Danny talks to Ian, and she said she would talk to him for Nicole. She's like, Ian, you have to lay off Nicole. She is fighting so hard for you. Do you even understand? And she's ruining her game, fighting so hard for you. And you're being so cruel to her. Like, you really need to lay off. Like, it's not fair to her what you're doing to her. She's coming to me crying, like upset because she really wants you to stay. And she's trying so hard and she's ruining your game. And you don't even like, you're not even thankful. And you want her to continue to ruin her game. Like, it's just not fair to her, Ian. It's like, okay, I understand.
Yeah, and I really wasn't a fan of the tone that Danny had in this conversation. It was just very much like talking to Ian like he was like her child, like her 14-year-old child who is like being mean to his sister, essentially. Like, hasn't this comparison been a thing before of Cody and Danny being the mom and dad of the house? I feel like this is ringing a bell in my head.
That's close.
Yeah, something like that. Yeah, it's like, you have to be nice to your sister. She just wants to play and hang out with you, and you're just yelling at her and calling her names. I don't know. Just silly comparison, but I like I said, I didn't love the way that she approached the conversation. I get the point what she's saying, like, you know, she's trying to stand up for Nicole because Ian is saying a lot of things that are like, you know, putting a lot of pressure on Nicole, when it's true that Nicole has been somewhat trying to keep him in the house. But again, whatever, just whatever.
I'll say this. Nicole has put more effort into how to successfully vote Ian out than into actually keeping Ian, is my
protect herself
personal
about it,
belief. Yeah. She does. She talks to Day about it. She's like, Ian won't let me vote him out. And I know we don't have the votes. I don't know what to
brother.
Do. I know I gave a vote to Zakiya, but like, at least she didn't threaten me. And then Zakiya gave me her jury vote. So it's like, oh my God, I don't want to look like a monster on TV. She says, can you just work on David like a little bit more? Like, I don't want to give up yet. She really wants David to flip so that she can blame her vote on David.
And do you said you think that he will, like you said, there's more coming later with that, but okay, well, I'll hold off on that.
All right. So Ian talks to Enzo and Cody. And he asks if he has Enzo, and Enzo's been like, I can't deal with this stress, yo. This is too much. That's it, man. I just gotta be like, yo, Ian, you don't got the votes. And like, if he asked me like, oh, who's not voting for, I'm not gonna say, yo. That's it. Non-disclosure, you know? This is like, Enzo's coming into this conversation ready to be like, sorry, Ian, not gonna happen. Ian's like, do I have you, Enzo? He's like, yo, I don't know if you have the votes, yo. And Ian's like, no, I definitely have the votes if I have you. I definitely have them. And Enzo's like, oh yeah? Like, I don't know, yo. I think people are BSing you, yo. I think that's what's up, yo. Ian's like, no. I swear I have you. Enzo, I need you. Okay. How about this? Ready? I'm going to put the full court press on David tonight. I'm not going to sleep until David tells me that I have his vote. And if I have David, will you vote for me, Enzo? It's like, just see what he says, yo.
Where'd all that energy go, Enzo? I thought you were about to sit down and tell him you weren't voting for him. What happened? Just came in and melted your heart or something like that? I mean, maybe he is. Maybe in the same way that we're watching Ian, like, all empathetic towards his, you know, is not wanting to leave. Maybe Enzo's feeling a similar way.
Well, basically Enzo thought he was going to come in and, like lay down the facts to Ian, but Ian is just like on a tear,
like swinging.
I might not be portraying that well. Like Enzo is trying to be like, yo, you don't have the votes. I'm not gonna say who doesn't have the votes, but like Ian isn't even listening. Ian's just like, no, I have the votes. What I'm gonna do? He says he's gonna put the full court press on David like 10 times. I'm gonna put the full court press on David, and then once I've got David, I'm gonna get you, Enzo, and when I get you, then I'll be able to have the votes because I'll have Nicole, and then what we can't tell people that I've got Cody. Cody's sitting there in this conversation. Is like I can't tell people that I've got Cody because if I tell them that I got Cody, then Dave is not going to vote for me. But then so Cody will vote for me, and then we'll have a tie, and I can get the majority at that point. So that's what I need you to do, Enzo. If I get David, I'm going to put the full court press on David. If I get David, I got you, Enzo, right? And Enzo's just like, I don't think you, I guess. What? See what he says, yo. See what he says. And I don't know how, like, Cody somehow completely getting away with this, like, just sitting there, like, barely even fazed by any of this.
That's away with everything.
Ian is like, Enzo even goes to, Enzo tries to like pull Cody in. He's like, yo, what are you doing, yo? Like, are you talking to anyone? And Cody's like, I'm not talking to anyone, man. I just like, I don't want to put myself out there. I don't want to like ruin anybody's chances but Cody has somehow convinced Ian that the best thing for Cody to do for Ian is to not do anything. because if people knew that Cody was voting for Ian, then they wouldn't vote for Ian. So Cody just needs to secretly be voting for Ian. And so Ian's going around thinking he secretly has Cody's vote and that Cody is doing him a favor by not doing anything about it. Which is like, I don't know how that happened.
These guys have had a close relationship for the entire season. Like it was like a older brother, younger brother kind of thing. Cody was always messing with Ian. Ian was always hanging out with Cody. Like they had a good thing going. And every step of the way, we knew that Cody was always like, yeah, when I can cut Ian out of the picture here and have Nicole, you know, all to myself, not having Ian by her side, like I'm going to take that shot. But that's the part of Cody's, I guess, social game that is so effective that he is able to keep these people so close, especially like this kind of thing with Ian. It was kind of like this with Frankie. Him and Frankie had like a really close relationship, over the course of the season. But when the time comes, you got to go.
Yeah. So Ian goes and he talks to David and he says, look, David, I don't know if anyone's offered you this yet, but what I want to do. And he's like, this is a business proposition. Like this is a PowerPoint presentation, okay. And like, he kind of sits back and he's like confident Ian. It's like, so here's what I want to tell you. In my season, I went up against a guy in a bandana with a red shirt. He won the game before. And in the final two, I beat him because he'd won before. And so, you know, David, you remind me a lot of myself in my first season. That, you know, you, I, 8 years ago, I was sitting in this exact room. I was in your spot. Dan was in my spot. And I feel like we can do something. I don't know if anybody's offered you this yet, but what I want to offer you is final two. Well, like a final three, we'll think about final two, because you know, I've got Nicole, but basically a final two. And what that entails in that final two package, includes if you're ever on the block, I will use the veto on you. If you're ever on the block, I will vote to keep you. Well, unless you're on the block next to like Nicole, right? Like then, you know, but other than that, like vote to keep you safe, bring you to the end. And hey man, there it is. You get the big check. I get the not as big check at the end. David's like, well, I mean, you don't really. Is like, yeah. I mean, we don't know what the jury's going to do, but like, you're probably going to get that big check. So, what do you say? And David just like barely spoken a word. He's like, you got my vote. Let's shake hands, man. They shake hands. He's like, all right. He's about to leave, and David's like, you know, you stay here for a second. We'll leave separately. So David leaves, and Ian's just like, I got this. Yes, I still got
still
it.
Got it. Still got it. Still got it.
Super excited.
So you think David is actually voting for Ian?
So David goes to Enzo and he's asking Enzo, like, hey man, what do you want to do? Because Ian is asking David to let Enzo know that he's got his vote. Because if Enzo knows that David has is voting to keep Ian, then Enzo will vote to keep Ian. That's what Ian thinks. So David goes to Enzo and he's like, what do you want to do? And Enzo's like, I don't care, yo. I don't care. But Tyler's better for our games, you know, like Team Freeze, right? Like Tyler, he's going after people, yo. Just like unleash him. And he's whoa, like goes after those people. That's good for us, yo. And David's like, yeah, but you know, after what he did to Bailey, Enzo's like, who cares, yo? He didn't do that to us, yo. Well, you do it to whoever you want. This isn't a team game. In this game, this is Big Brother, man. This is Big Brother, yo. You just, when he was HOH, did he go after us? Did he put us on the block, yo? No, That's what matters, yo. That's it. That's it, man. And David's like, yeah, but I don't know. Like, with what he did to Bailey, I just feel like, don't you think we should maybe keep Ian? He's like, yo, no, that's not it, yo. I don't know. Whatever. I don't care either way, yo. But like, you know, we'll see what happens tomorrow, yo. That's it.
Right. So Enzo, of course, nothing's changing here. And I don't know that Ian and Enzo connected again that night after that conversation, but either way.
Ian came in the middle of this conversation, okay. And then they just like hung out for a while, but didn't really talk about the vote. And then Enzo left, and then Ian talked to David, and he was like, so what did he say? And David said, well, we didn't really talk too much game, but he basically said like, we'll see tomorrow. And Ian's like, okay, that's fine. So he says, well, that's fine. Like, look, we've got two options. Either we get Enzo or you convince Day and Kevin. And David said, oh, I'll talk to Day and Kevin. But they were already asleep at this point. So what I'm expecting is that tomorrow David is going to have a conversation with Day and Kevin, and he's going to say, I want to keep Ian. In the meantime, by the way, like, Day and Kevin were having a conversation about how they are 100% convinced that David is back in the All Guys Alliance again. They feel like Day said he got the 7-day pass for this week only, the trial. He got the shirt. They got him back in the crew. So they might be a little bit confused about you know, when he comes to them saying he wants to keep Ian, they're going to be like, what about the guys' alliance? But I expect that, yes, today, that David is going to approach Day and Kevin and say, look, how do you feel about keeping Ian? And they're going to be like, yes. And they're probably going to go to Nicole, and they're going to be like, we've got four votes. We can tie this vote. And Nicole's going to be like, awesome. Now I can blame it on David. And then the vote will come in 5-3. And Tyler will run up and hug David afterward and be like, thanks, man. And Nicole will be like, oh my God, I can't believe David flipped on us. And Day and Kevin will be like, I can't believe David's in this All Guys Alliance. And it's going to be interesting.
And about 5% of this will make it into the edited episodes to be remembered for years to come. You know, good thing these updates exist. Going back to like BBCan 6, so much of the story ends up being left behind here. But yeah, all these little things that piece together to follow along for Ian's journey that he's been going on here on his way out of the house. It's quite the predicament that he has found himself in. And, you know, I don't know if I'm glad or not glad that he went to bed last night with all this bit of hope, because he was talking to Danny, you know, earlier in the day about, I'm 90% out the door. I know it. I know that I'm out the door. There's no way that I'm not at this point. It's just everybody's being weird. Everybody's not committing to me. And then by the end of the day, by the time it's time for bed, he's got, you know, in his head, like you said, the secret Cody vote, of course, Nicole, David, Enzo, and that's it. And then he's hoping for a Danny tiebreak, right? So,
well, I think he thinks again secretly that he has Cody. So I think he'll be expecting a 5-3 vote in his favor. And this is part of why, like, the part of why this is a dumb move for Nicole in terms of her jury vote is that, like, in terms of jury votes, Ian is going to find out that Nicole voted against him and tried to blame somebody else. So it's not going to help her there. In terms of the edit, she's going to be on TV voting out Ian in a 5-3 vote where she could have tied it up. That does not make sense in the context of an I was trying to save Ian edit. And even just in the moment, Ian is going to be like, two people flipped on me. It couldn't have been just David. It would have had to have been either Day and Kevin or Cody and Nicole. I think David's the last person he's going to expect is flipped on him, because David's only a single vote. There's just a lot that's like very weird about this, especially regarding Ian. It could get very messy.
Do jury members get goodbye messages? I can't quite remember. I feel like they do.
They do. It's usually like, like censored, in terms of, what they actually say to the jury members. Yeah. Especially if there's a potential buyback, but they can reveal as much game information as they want, assuming, it actually gets aired.
Yeah. He's not going to sleep, tonight, the night he gets evicted, or tomorrow night, or the next night. He's going to be up for the entire next 7 days until he gets more answers. Like, unless he gets, unless they do end up opening up to him today about what's going on, which maybe it sounds like it doesn't seem as likely, he's going to have a rough week ahead of him as the only person
who's
going to
be pouring through his contract.
Pouring through his contract, reconsidering a whole lot there all by himself in the house, but I mean, look, I'm not going to be on the Saturday show as far as the Legacy Watch goes or anything like that. But in terms of my own opinion, I don't think Ian's legacy is going too down. He got asked to come back as a former winner. The target was going to be on his back the whole time. Could his gameplay have been better? Sure. That can be said for a lot of people this season. Maybe like a small hit. I wouldn't mind if that ends up being the case. But I mean, I don't know, just compared to where his legacy really was, I don't know that it's going to be any kind of like massive, like, damn, Ian is awful. I don't know. Maybe others disagree.
I don't know. We'll see. We'll see. But that's mostly the day. Now, there was also some controversy that happened on Twitter, that somebody posted a clip of Memphis where they felt like he might have almost said the N-word about David. I'm reporting that this is a thing that people have said. There's no way to know whether or not he would have said the word, because he didn't end up saying it. I can tell you that when I listened to it in the context of the conversation, it makes a lot of sense to me that he was saying David's an idiot. They're talking about David not being smart at the game. Cody is talking about something that David said to Nicole, because David got into it with Nicole, and he said that he said something straight to Nicole, and he and Memphis goes, David's an idiot. He's so bad at this game, is the thing that he said right after. But some people feel like he was going to say the N-word. And then stopped himself. I personally don't think that's where it was going, but it's impossible to know either way, because he never ended up saying the word. It doesn't really make sense in the context of the discussion that he would have said the word, in my opinion, but again, I don't think anybody is ever going to know for sure, one way or another at this point. Exactly. So, that's unfortunately all I've got for you in terms of this. I believe it happened at around 9:10.
It's on Twitter if you want to check it out. Definitely worthwhile. Come to your own conclusion. But yeah, just as far as it goes, we don't need to spend much time on it. But I also heard the same thing that I thought that you just said. It sounded like he was about to say idiot. But like you said, we can't be sure he didn't finish the sentence. So but it is out there if anybody, is looking to explore it. And of course, it made its way to other sites as well. So that's something that happened.
Yeah,
or didn't happen.
There it is. That's what we have for you today for the live feed update. Matt, anything else that you wanted to bring up?
No, not really. It's a very sad day here in the Ian Terry fan group that exists. We let in new members. No, I'm just kidding. But yeah, sad to see Ian go. It's been a string of rough evictions, and I'm one of these weeks, somebody's got to go that I'm excited to see evicted, right? Sooner or later, just at least tell me that so I can feel a little bit better. But yeah, I'm just glad it was not Davon.
We're getting a new HOH Kevin tonight. It could be Davon. It could.
No, this stop is a it. Chance. You're not about to get my hopes up. Stop it. Out of here. All right, see you guys later.
You were talking about new HOH, and I was just like, but how cool would it be if they won one? And I had like a little spark of hope inside of this hollow chest.
Have you made your prediction of what kind of comp it will be? I'm sure you'll talk about it on Twitch as well later.
It feels like it's been a while since they've had any kind of questions, but it's also been a while since they've had like a straight crapshoot. So I feel like it could be either of those things. Crapshoot, I feel like, is actually... Crapshoot is not the worst thing in the world, but I do feel like there are a few people that are trying to throw, and it's harder to throw crapshoots. So so that might not be great for Devon, Kevin, yeah. David. I feel like questions is perfect for them because, like I said, I think there are a couple people who don't want to win, and it's easier to throw questions. Devon is already good at questions. They've got 3 of 9 competing, and Dani was not using her power. So it's going to be 3 of 9. And like I said, I feel like there are a couple of people, like maybe Christmas, like maybe a couple people here and there that aren't super interested in winning, wouldn't try super hard.
Well, those three are definitely trying very hard to win.
Yes,
so
yes.
Motivation levels are always important there. Yeah, I don't know. I mean, the Sunday show is always a mystery at this part of the season. If it's not, you know, an endurance comp, it's like, well, what are they going to show there? I don't know if we have any like segments that have been missing from the episode lately, but you know, something has to happen.
Devon was having Kevin count objects in the camera room.
Yeah. They were counting this and that.
Devon has this is one of the first things she did in Big Brother 17 is start counting things in the house. It's never paid off for her, but she's still does it because she's just so dedicated. I really want to see a Devon HOH. I feel like we've seen Devon with the veto and it was great. I need to see Devon as an HOH. Although I would also love to see David as the HOH because yes. He would infuriate people.
Yes,
like, he'd have one-on-one conversations that would be like 2 hours apiece.
And the tough part about that would be that like. Just to watch this as far as a viewer, everybody downstairs that would be like, he's not telling me anything. I'm so annoyed. He's so annoying. I'm so frustrated. Like that would be fun to know that they're getting them worked up or getting them all worked up. But I feel like they're not going to be too nice about it.
It would truly be like the Jessica, like the Jess from Big Brother 21 HOH 2.0, in my opinion. Like there was a 5, a 4, there was a 3, there was an 8. Like he's gonna have like some lines cooked up. It's gonna be great.
If it was Kevin too, just imagine like the frustration that Danny's gonna be exuding into the house.
Kevin's like, gonna be like, all right guys, I need my certified receipts. You're gonna have to sit through a half hour of my asthma. We're getting to the bottom of this house.
You know what? Let's all bring our expectations down. Cody is going to end up winning tonight, and we're all or Tyler, because that's the world we live in. And while I hate to do that, and I hate to put that out there, it's just we've been through enough. I can't take any more.
No hopes up here, always. No, gotta be optimistic.
I can't.
All right. Well, that's what I have for you today. I will be live later on Twitch, twitch.tv/Taryn Armstrong, to talk through what I expect this HOH to be and potential outcomes for next week in regards to the stock watch. Who's going to be in a good position? Who's going to be in a bad position? I was going to say, don't listen to me, but it actually turned out all right this week. Thanks to Brent and Melissa. I'll give you some advice if I can. And we'll just talk through some things. So check it out later on Twitch when the feeds go down permanently for the day. That's probably when I'll be live. So probably around 4 or 5 PM Eastern. And then later tonight, we will be live with an episode recap of the live eviction, where we will likely see Ian heading to the jury house. And then it will be a question of like, will he stay in the jury? And who is going to win HOH? I don't know what they're going to have planned for Sunday, so we might not actually see the HOH in the episode. But so that's what I would be prepared for. Be prepared to not see the HOH on the episode. Maybe it's going to be like that quiz that they did that Jessica won, actually, that where it wasn't on the episode, right? where they had like they had to run around and like do questions from things. So whatever. We'll be live tonight to recap the episode. And then, as always, on Thursday nights, if there's an exciting outcome with the HOH or there's stuff going down, then you might find me on Twitch again later that night. So make sure you find me there, twitch.tv/Taryn Armstrong. Hit the follow button so you're notified when I go live. And of course, I'll be back tomorrow morning at 11 a.m. Eastern to update you on everything that happens today and tonight on the Big Brother 22 live feeds. Matt, what are you up to?
What am I up to? Follow me on Twitter if you want, at Matt Liguori, and you'll see anything that's going on. But recently, if you are a fan of The Challenge, the cast is out there filming right now, so that's good. At least some shows are filming for future content for us. So the Challenge draft that we do over on the Dom and Colin podcast, I check that out with Colin Stone, Haley Strong, and Brian Scally. So that draft has just been posted today, and also another Challenge draft that we did, a must-lose Challenge draft, over on the Reality TV Wrap-Ups with Brian Cohen and Ali Lasher. So if you're not into The Challenge, get into it. We got Taryn into it a couple seasons ago, and he's kind of in and out depending on if it's good or not, but still a lot of fun. Josh and Casey are out there competing, so go check out those drafts before Twitter spoils you about everything that's happening. So that's that.
All right, thank you guys so much for joining us. We'll see you next time.
America, we are endowed by our Creator with certain unalienable rights, life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. At Grand Canyon University, we believe in equal opportunity, and the American dream starts with purpose. To serve others in ways that promote human flourishing and create a ripple effect of transformation for generations to come. Find your purpose at Grand Canyon University. Private, Christian, affordable. Visit gcu.edu.